This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, for a rally Sunday against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko and a post-election crackdown. Crowds filed down the city streets of the city center as protests entered a fifth day. They were calling for Lukashenko's resignation. Ahead of the rally, the defense ministry announced that any unrest near national monuments and statues would be handled by the army rather than police. So far, two people are confirmed to have died in the protests that started on August 9th when Lukashenko was announced to have won 80% of the vote in a presidential election. Lukashenko has held power since 1994, shortly after the breakup of the Soviet Union. This will be his sixth term in office. Since the protests began, more than 7,000 people have been detained. Hundreds have been beaten by police. The EU and United States have criticized the vote and condemned the post-election crackdown. The wife of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny visited her husband in a Berlin hospital Sunday, where he's being treated for suspected poisoning. Navalny is in an induced coma and breathing with the aid of a ventilator. His wife, Yulia Navalnaya, did not speak with reporters as she entered Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny is a well-known critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. He fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow on Thursday. His supporters believe some tea he drank at the airport was laced with poison. After some resistance by Russian health officials, Navalny was allowed to travel to Germany for treatment. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. China has launched the first of four most advanced warships it is building for Pakistan amid deepening defense and economic ties between the two allied nations. The development comes as both the countries are locked in border tensions with their mutual neighbor, India. The Pakistan Navy said Sunday that a Chinese state-owned shipyard in Shanghai held the launching ceremony for the frigate, with top officials from the service in attendance. The statement did not mention the cost of military vessels, but reported estimates are more than $350 million each. The Chinese builders expected to deliver all four units to Pakistan by 2021. Firefighters battling history-making wildfires in Northern California say the weather is not in their favor as they struggle to bring more than 600 separate blazes under control. In addition to the flames, firefighters are battling hot weather, unpredictable winds, and possible lightning strikes that make the situation worse. President Trump has declared a major disaster area for Northern California, making the state eligible for federal funds to help those who've lost their homes and property. State officials are calling the fires the second largest clusters of wildfires in recorded California history. Experts blame the latest fires on storms that brought lots of lightning but no rain. Extreme high temperatures in the California desert last week did nothing to help. Video app TikTok is saying it will challenge in court a Trump administration crackdown on the popular Chinese-owned platform, which Washington accuses of being a national security threat. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, China and the U.S., President Donald Trump signed an executive order on August 6th giving Americans 45 days to stop doing business with TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, effectively setting a deadline for a potential pressured sale of the app to a U.S. company. TikTok said in a statement, quote, "To ensure that the rule of law is not discarded and that our company and users are treated fairly, we have no choice but to challenge the executive order through the judicial system." That's the end of the quote. ByteDance said in a separate statement that the suit would be filed on Monday, U.S. time. TikTok's kaleidoscopic feeds of short clips feature everything from dance routines and hair dye tutorials to jokes about daily life and politics. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. postal system operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. And once again, you can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.